goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I. Fax 866-419-3504 regarding Roland, R-O-L-I-N-D, Edgecombe, E-D-G-E-C-O-M-B-E. Date of birth, 2/5/1947. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Edgecombe with membranous nephropathy and proteinuria. His last visit was April 24th, and we rescheduled a follow-up 24-hour urine because on April 11th, he had increased proteinuria 1.65 when previous levels had been normal or near to normal. And that was tested just following getting a severe case of pneumonia, which required several weeks to resolve. He states he did receive a steroid shot with the pneumonia, which actually probably helped the proteinuria, and it tremendously helped all the joint pains. So he would like another one when that is safe to have, 3 to 6 months from now. Certainly would be safe and certainly does not hurt proteinuria. Usually it's one of the treatments for membranous nephropathy often. He's feeling better. No foaminess now of the blood or of the urine. He states that he's feeling well. There's no evidence of foaminess of urine at this point. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, and the rest of the review of systems is negative. Medication list is unchanged, and I want to highlight the Losartan 50 milligram once a day, as well as Diazide 25 milligram once a day. Physical exam, he was unable to get his weight or blood pressure for us today. Labs, most recent labs were done May 11th, 2023, and the 24-hour urine protein level had dramatically decreased from 1.65 down to 0.47. So I suspect the next time that is checked, it will be back to normal. His albumin level had increased from 3.2 back to 3.7, also normal. Phosphorus 2.6, calcium 9.3, electrolytes of sodium 135, potassium 3.6, carbon dioxide 24, creatinine is 0.8. Assessment and plan, membranous nephropathy with a recent increase in protein urea, but it's markedly improved a month after recovering from pneumonia. 2, hypertension. Currently, previous level was 126 over 60, so usually quite well controlled. The patient is going to continue to get lab studies every 4 to 6 months, so we're going to do them again in September, and we'll have a follow-up visit within the next 4 months also. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.